Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 20. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. God will give you strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever been to a castle before? There aren't too many around the United States, but there are lots of castles in other parts of the world. If you ever have the chance, make sure you visit one. They are amazing. There are huge rooms, fancy furniture, beautiful artwork, and so much more. But maybe one of the coolest parts of a castle is the simplest part, the walls. Castle walls are huge. They are big, solid, and very strong. They had to be, though. The walls needed to protect everyone on the inside and keep all the enemies out. The stronger the walls were, the safer everyone would be. Some castles even had an extra wall around the entire property for extra strength and safety. The prophet Jeremiah was a person who felt very unsafe. Sadly, his own people that he preached to also became his enemies. They didn't like Jeremiah, and they definitely didn't like his message from the Lord. This made Jeremiah feel sad, lonely, unsafe, and completely defeated. God had another message to give, though. This time it was for Jeremiah himself. God told Jeremiah to trust in him. God said, "I will make you a wall to this people." God was going to give strength to Jeremiah to be like a castle wall. He would be strong and courageous and keep on preaching to them. The people would attack against him, but wouldn't defeat him. How could this be with so many enemies? "For I am with you to rescue and save you," God said. There are so many things that make us feel unsafe in life. There are many mean, wicked, and evil people in the world. Some people commit awful crimes. Some don't like Christians and want to stop us from telling others about Jesus. Then there are all the temptations and sins that we battle as we fight off the devil. But don't worry, Christian friends. Jesus has already defeated all of our enemies. The God who created this world also came to save this world. At the cross, Christ crushed Satan and saved us from sin and death. We are safe with him. Just as God told Jeremiah, so he tells you, "I am with you to rescue you and save you." That's right. With God on your side, you are a strong and mighty wall that will stand up against every enemy until you are safe forever in heaven. We fold our hands and bow our heads for prayer. God, give me strength to stand firm in my faith and to be bold in sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.